to Giants Post Game Live, folks, presented by Timex here at MetLife Stadium. Final score today, the Giants finally even a record at 1-1 with a thrilling 41-34 come-from-behind victory. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Amani Toomer. I guess this was just a walk in the park, right, fellas? Especially in that first half, everybody was confident.
Well, that first half was ugly. I mean, there was a lot of bad things I saw. They say bad things happen in threes, right? Three interceptions, three drops, three penalties. I mean, it was ugly the first half.
I hate to say it. It looked like the Giants got a late wake-up call. I don't know if they were ready to come to the game yet, but, you know, they got to find a way to get started faster when they're at home.
Yeah, but one thing they did find today is their running back. Andre Brown really showed up and emerged as one of the running backs that they could use coming down the stretch. It really opened up their play-action game, and Andre Brown gets my game ball for the day.
I thought Andre Brown, when he made that first run for 23 yards, the team was dead. It lifted them. They still had problems, but he was 13 carries, 71 yards, and I think everybody in the stadium felt confident when Andre Brown was running with the ball today.
I think they do it. I think, not to cut you off, but I think what happens is that it makes the offensive line confident. When you got a guy who's hitting up there right away, you don't have to worry about him dipping and dodging. You're looking for him to come up, make that play right off the bat. It's easier for the line to block.
And just really the surge that you saw at the point of attack, offensive line going forward. You see Deal going down today. Locklear's back at left tackle. Beattie's at right tackle. Beattie's at left tackle. So the easiest thing to run that make it efficient is the zone running. Yeah. Put your shoulders down, run forward. One of those runs are going to break, and that's what we saw. Andre Brown get the lift that the offense needed in the ground game.
One thing I did see was Eli Manning becoming the heart of a champion, showing time and time again that when it comes to the fourth quarter, Eli's king.
What do you think has been the problem, though? Because, listen, let's be frank. Again today, red zone, four red zone trips, come away with four field goals, and then all of a sudden, it's like they woke up in the third quarter.
Well, two of those drops were for touchdowns. I mean, you got the Will Beattie, tackle eligible. We saw that one. Another one, Martellus Bennett dropped another pass. Then you had a penalty on the goal line that forced you to go to field goal. So it was really some unfortunate opportunistic things that they missed that would have had them score a little bit earlier in the game to widen that scoring gap.
I'm going to call it a sense of urgency. I think when you get down, I think for years we've always talked about you go into the huddle, you look around, you say to everybody in the huddle, all right, we're in the red zone, let's be together, let's get it done. And, I mean, Amani, you know that in that moment you got to be at your best. You can't have an accident. You can't have an offside or a false start. You can't hold. Yeah. You got to be ready right then.
To me, the sense of urgency showed when Kenny Phillips made that hit on Jackson. To me, that set the tone for the rest of the team. They were a little down looking for somebody to make a play. Kenny Phillips came up, made that play.
Was that hit a penalty?
Probably a penalty, but it still got the job.
No, you're right.
I'm going to say it was. I think he jumped, left his feet, and tried to hit him with his shoulder and his chest more so than make contact.
He hit him with his head. He got a little head on there. He got some head in there.
Well, let's talk about, though, because Dominic Hixon went out with a hit to the, you know, helmet to helmet. Chances are, I mean, I'm not the doctor, but if he has a concussion, the likelihood of him being able to play on a short week Thursday night is not very good.
It's not really a short week and him being able to play. You remember, they got to go through these battery of tests again. They got a baseline test. They got to go in. They got to pass the test in order to get back to the field. It's different than it was years ago. Now they can check you. They actually put you down for a baseline, and after that, you got to remember. I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
But one thing about it is they have those baseline tests, but that he didn't look out of sorts. He didn't look like he was falling over. So to me, it might have been a precautionary thing so that he can play on Thursday night because he didn't look that out of it.
But you remember,
they get really bad.
48 hours in a football game, in football is a long time. I mean, you need those extra 3 days, and that's why sometimes these Thursday games, it's going to show. A guy, I mean, you guys have been injured. Had you had to play on Thursday, you wouldn't even pray because you're
half
just
the
not
games
getting
you wouldn't have played.
Yeah,
you know?
So but you need those extra 3 days. But offensively, you're missing three starters that might be out for next week. That's something that's going to be a concern.
You know what I think the problem was in the first half? I think some of the guys were looking to celebrate the Jewish New Year Rosh Hashanah early, and that was the deal. But anyway,
we got a lot more
coming up here because it was a happy ending. Let's take care of some business, though, with Ticketmaster. Buy and sell Giants tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait, folks. Buyers get in and sellers get paid. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex here on My9. Once again, Giants even a record at 1-1 with a thrilling come from behind 41-34 victory. Stay with us. We're coming back. All right, folks. Ben and Jax. guest of postgame show is going to receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Steakhouse with not one but two convenient locations in Manhattan. One's on East 44th Street, the other at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. And I'm sure everybody's got an appetite for one of those porterhouses right now, especially with a thrilling come-from-behind 41-34 Giants victory. Let's talk about one thing, the inability, because I think the Giants defense is still having problems to stop the big play. There was one, they had it first and 15 from the 9-yard line. They give up a 22-yard gain to Vincent Jackson. You got to give credit to the other team, but they're still giving up big plays.
Well, when you have young cornerbacks out there, Russ, you almost rely on the pass rush a little bit too much. I mean, what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did, you kept Dallas Clark on one side, another running back. They kept chipping. You started doing a lot of stunts inside. That pass rush wasn't getting there. So when you were dependent on that pass rush for so long, those DBs are going to hold up. You can only hold up for so long, especially when you got guys that aren't your traditional guys you want to start the game with.
Well, that's part of it. I think the big thing is that, the whole time we've been talking about the big four, how they're going to do the NASCAR front, how they're going to get pressure on the quarterback every time. What happened was Perry Fuster started calling blitzes, and the first blitz they call, Freeman looks over and goes, Coe's over here. We're going to call blitz. Jackson, you're open. Said Hutton, he throws the ball. It's just part of the game. You got to be able to get there at your front four guys, and so far the defensive ends have only had one sack in these two games. They've had some pressure, but one sack in a game, that's not what we expect from them.
Yeah, there's some getting exposed on the outside, but a lot of this, the reason why these big plays are happening is the referees aren't calling a lot of holding, offensive pass interference. Vincent Jackson, the first two plays, he's running down the field. They're stride for stride with him. He uses his big arm, knocks him out of the way, touchdown. And then one of the things that you look at this, the situation that they have with their cornerbacks, they're right there. They're there in position to make the plays. The only thing that's wrong is they're not playing the ball well. They can coach that. They can get better at that. So all the Giant fans out there, I think you should be happy, because the hard part about covering is staying next to the receivers, and they're close to the receivers, so that's a good sign.
And going back to that pass rush, though, I've seen teams in the NFL that don't have the defensive line that the Giants have and find creative ways to get to the quarterback, sending a fifth player, a blitz, or somebody up the middle.
All right, we're going to go back to that. We're going to go right down to the winning head coach, Tom Coughlin, at the podium, folks.
Kind of a lesser group of men, I think, would have had trouble, but and even coming out in the second half, we didn't start off necessarily very well right away in the start of the second half. But, we hung in and we kept playing, and we did obviously went back and forth there late. Their quarterback hit a couple of big plays. Our quarterback hit some big plays. So it was right down to the wire, but thank goodness we're so happy to be 1-1 at this juncture. And there's plenty of stuff to correct, and we'll work to get that corrected, but it's a lot better correcting when you win.
Coach, you talk about Eli versus the game.
Well, he hung in there. That's the best example I can tell you. He made a couple bad plays, and yet he didn't get discouraged. We got him together when we first came in at the half and talked about the character of our team would show up in the second half, how we needed to play, what we needed to do to get back in this thing. We were only down two scores, but we just weren't playing very well. And he kept hanging in and believing and looking for his spots, and he got a few and took full advantage of it. And then finally the big play came back in for us. Well, it puts you in a state for a while where you're, trying to settle down. They happened so quick. We're in a goal line situation. You usually don't think that's a real danger area. And David Deal, who's been like an Iron Man here, he gets hurt. And I didn't even know the circumstance around Bradshaw's injury. But the next thing you know, he was out, and Hixon was out. You give Sean Locklear, you got to give people credit. I mean, he starts out playing on the left side. He has to go over on the right side. Some people really did step forward and play very, very well under the circumstances and give us a chance to win. And that's exactly what they did. Excuse me? No, I don't. Yeah, it really helped. And it was a thoroughly legal hit, too. I mean, they were over there yelling and screaming. But it was a legal hit, and it did. It did get us a little juice. Yeah, that was, you know, he very, 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 very deep and personal loss for Victor Cruz and losing his grandmother. And, you know, he was very emotional. He stated, I think, that everyone saw how much he loved his grandmother. But he went through all that. He missed one day of practice. He was excited to play today. We made him a captain, and he certainly came up with a very big game. Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about what he was able to do. I mean, he goes out there with one day's practice and, you know, made an awful lot of plays in the game, plays that gave us opportunities, kept us in the game for a long time there with the way he played. And, you know, he's a great competitor. He loves to play. And, of course, he loves to be in a game like this when the ball's in the air.
Did you think about taking some more time off?
I did. You know, that's definitely something that I'm not comfortable with, not taking the touchdown. You know, I'm going to take the touchdown, but I could have taken some more time off, and that's, you know, that's on me. Excuse me? They got the ball out quick, but we still got some good pressure on them. You know, it wasn't it's kind of the way the script looks like it's probably going to be for us, and we worked and worked and worked, and we caused some bad throws, some throws that were not complete. He played very well, but we did get after him a little bit. Andre comes to the park and he's not sure what his role is going to be, because we had our plays for David and of course Ahmad, and then when Ahmad went down, Andre was on all kinds of special teams, and there he was, going to be the primary back, and I thought he did very well. I don't know exactly what it looks like from a pass protection standpoint yet, but he did catch the ball well and run with the ball, protect the ball. You know, he's the one that knelt down there and didn't score, and I figured 31 seconds was, but that was my error. No, because of the way the nature of the game was going, I felt like we were gaining on playing the way we would want to play, but we still, when they came back as fast as they did, there wasn't any time to really say who had what momentum. We just had to keep playing.
What were you so upset about the attack of Eli Newsom?
Well, that's not, I don't think you do that at this level. You don't do that in this league. You don't jeopardize not only that. I mean, you jeopardize the offensive line. You jeopardize the quarterback. You know, that was – thank goodness we didn't get anybody hurt. That's all that I know of. A couple of linemen were late coming in.
How frustrating is the September schedule where you're off for 10 days, back play 5, back play and get a 9?
Ask me Friday morning.
Did you think that came from the coach, or did you think that was just –
players said it did, but I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know that. You'd have to ask them.
Okay, Tess.
All right, head coach Tom Coughlin saying that it's a lot easier to correct things coming off a win than a loss. That said, they have a game come up in 4 days. How much momentum is that a big help going into Thursday night's game?
Well, I think you need that momentum, and we're talking about 7 months since the Giants have won a football game. So you shake off the loss of that Dallas game last week. You find a way to get done today with some optimism going into the next 4 days.
Yeah, unfortunately, you got to have a short-term memory, because you got to turn around and play an explosive quarterback in Cam Newton, a guy that's going to run the ball as well as he's going to throw it. I think that defense is going to have to figure out a way to stop some of the ball moving down the field and figure out how to get off the field faster.
I think Andre Brown adds a totally new dimension to this team, just because of the fact that the play-action pass, which is one of the reasons why Eli threw an interception, the linebacker wasn't respecting the run. I think that just the fact that he's out there is going to make this game a lot easier.
It was interesting. As soon as the hand was on him, he was still running forward. That wasn't happening with a lot of the other running backs thus far. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. You're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. Now, this segment was brought to you by Adorama, the official electronics dealer for the Giants. Text Adorama to 88769 for free enrollment to their new VIP program, featuring a special offer from Canon this week. Again, I'm Russ Salzberg, Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Monty Tuma. It's Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My Nine. Got a lot more coming up, so stay with us.
Well, with the two stars of the game, one through the receiving line and one through the rushing line. We'll start with you, Andre. You did more today probably than in your whole NFL career combined. 71 yards rushing, the two-point conversion, and the touchdown that won it.
Yes, you know, God is good, man. I was just out there, and I went ahead and took advantage of the opportunity I was given. And I just went out there and played my butt off. I really wanted to win. You know, Akeem and Victor also played good. Eli, man, it was a great team effort out there. And then, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it and being here. And I'm just loving the moment right now.
A lot of tough running yards inside the tackles, too. And it opened up things for this guy to go downfield.
Yes, yes. You know, them big plays, man. I said my lock is right between Victor and Akeem Nicks. I was like, please, just sprinkle a little juice on me today. And, you know, it did happen today. And, you know, them guys made plays. And it was a group effort, team effort, man. I'm a loss for words, man.
That's I think it. They owe you a steak dinner. Yeah. Akeem, you got to do something for this guy.
We got him, man. We're going to take care of him.
Now, what about your ankle? You know, you're down to this once-a-week practice schedule, hobbling several times coming up, but you made big play after big play.
You know, it's just my hard work and dedication, man. I'm dedicated to this game. I love this game of football. You know, I never say die. I never quit. And I'm always dig deep.
That go route down the right sideline seemed to be there all day. It was another 50-yarder that set up the winning score. Could you talk about that?
You know, I was one-on-one. We changed the formation up a little bit to set me up one-on-one with Talib. You know, it was just me and him. And I knew the game was on the line, and I knew that I was going to be able to get it done.
Great having Eli, huh?
Awesome.
Akeem, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Thanks, Andre. Thanks, Akeem. Let's go right down to the podium now for the guy who threw for 510 yards today and three touchdowns, along with three INTs, Eli Manning.
The defense is too good to you know, give up points and throw interceptions for touchdowns. But second half, I thought we, you know, guys fought. You know, we were confident that we could get going. You know, we were still, you know, still very much in the game. Just had to go down and score a couple of touchdowns. Kept settling for field goals, which is a little frustrating. But finally got within eight and just knew we had, you know, now we're one touchdown and a two-point conversion away, and guys stepped up and made some big plays.
Eli, when the pass you threw the pass you threw the baby, did you see Bradshaw out there? What was your reads down there in the first half when you saw the
pass? Yeah, I looked at Ahmad. It looked like he maybe opened up late when I saw the pictures. So, you know, started looking at him at first and I saw a linebacker. It looks like he ran by the linebacker, and then I came back, you know, to Beattie, which is obviously you know, not the guy who you want to be catching a whole lot of passes, but gave him a shot and obviously didn't quite connect on it. Yeah, you know, it was a great decision by him. He you know, we've been running a similar play all day, and you know, we said on the sidelines, you know, next time they did that, you know, you could still just run right by the guy and widen and get to the sideline. And that's exactly what he did. He, you know, he saw the safety coming down to guard him. He ran right by him, widened, and, you know, outran everybody. So just a big time play by him in a crucial situation when we needed a play, needed a touchdown, and he gave it to us. Yeah, it was great to have all our weapons. And Victor, Akeem, both of them stepped up, you know, made some big-time catches, some third-down conversions, you know, just hanging in there tough, run after catch. I thought both those guys really played outstanding, played tough, and, you know, took, you know, a lot of catches. They took some hits but kept fighting back and wanted to be in there. And you know, it's a great 1-2 punch. You know, same thing. Just, you know, obviously you go into halftime, just saying, you know, I got to make better decisions. You know, kind of started, you know, seeing some things that they were doing, made some adjustments, said we're going to be okay, and here's how we're going to attack it. And, you know, we had some good drives. We were moving the ball, you know, well at times. We just kept settling for field goals, you know, had some missed opportunities down in the red zone. You know, and so we just, you know, knew we could get back in the game. We knew we were, you know, still, you know, right there in the reach, and you know, the guys fought and believed, and we got the ball. Defense, you know, kept getting the stops and did a good job. And when we got the ball, go down there, had some good drives, and we, you know, kept staying in the game, not making the mistakes, you know, kicking the field goals, but, you know, making little steps. And we got it within eight, you know, with time. You know, defense got us an interception. We knew we were right there in the mix. Bad decisions. Bad, you know, mostly. You know, a lot of times a decision, you know, made with a bad pass, it leads to a bad, bad result. So those are kind of some of the things that occurred. Yeah, that was a first, and I think it's a little bit of a cheap shot. Going down, we're taking a knee, we're in a friendly way, and so they're firing off. It's a way to get someone hurt. It's fun. As a quarterback, you like to throw it. You like to, be in that mix and spread them out and see what they're doing and have some runs, have some throws and mix things up. And when guys, obviously it's fun when guys are getting open and guys are making plays and you're seeing things, and you get to fight back and especially the first half, you're frustrated, you're angry, and then you get the excitement of coming back and see it happening, see the rally happening, see our defense get fired up, and our offense. I thought their defense was getting tired there, be able to sit back there for a little bit, make some decisions. So, it's not the situation you always want to be in, but it can be fun. Yeah. No one wants to start 0-2. We've obviously done it before and made a run and got into the playoffs and stuff. But it's a big win, and especially after the first half playing poorly. Last week not playing well. To kind of get back to that level of playing good football. And that second half was really, really good. No punts, no turnovers. Can do some things better, obviously, but some big time plays and stepping up when we needed it. That was fun to have.
All right, that was quarterback Eli Manning heaving a ball for 510 yards today, 199 of those yards going to one Hakeem Nicks. Let me go to our all-time Giants wide receiver.
I don't know for how long these guys keep catching ball this way.
Amani Toomer, but how important is it? I mean, Hakeem is a veteran, but he's been a hobbled veteran. Confidence-wise, both for himself and for Eli to have confidence in him when he has a game like this, to know that even though I'm practicing once a week or something, I can still get this done.
Yeah, practicing once a week is not going to hurt you early on in the season. Down the road, that's when it's still going to start hurting you, when the timing starts going a little different. But one thing that I liked about what happened today is the fact that he played through the injury. You don't see a lot of that nowadays. A lot of guys, get a hangnail and they're out for a week. He played through the injury, got kicked in his foot a couple times, and kept going. I really like that. I respect him a lot more today than I did since I've seen him so far.
What I like about today is they're going to have a lot of great film moments. They're going to get to see what, Brown's running the ball. They're going to figure out, okay, we don't need to run the power and pull guys and move people around. It's easy to get right up the field and go right away direct for runs, right, north and south. That's what they need to do to help establish a run for the offense and to establish the pass for Eli.
Yeah, and I can't, speaking of Eli Manning, I can't reemphasize. You throw three interceptions in the first half. You continue to go back to those same guys that dropped those balls, some of those same drops, Bennett, Nicks, Cruz, the same guys you're going to have to rely on. And that really shows confidence and spreads throughout the team that these are the guys that are going to get it done. So you throw the picks. You don't get alligator arm in the second half. You continue to go downfield. And that's what led to the victory, I think, later.
That's why that guy has to come from behind Super Bowl. Because he has the ability to do that. All right, folks, please listen up. This is kind of important business from PSE&G. Fans, for every like on the Children's Specialized Hospital Facebook page, today the PSE&G Foundation will donate $1. Go to Facebook.com and search for Children's Specialized Hospital. Again, final score here at MetLife Stadium. Giants 41, the Bucks 34. Giants even their record at 1-1. I'm Russ Salzberg, along with the guys here. You're looking at the parking lot right now as people are leaving, and unfortunately they're leaving on a happy note. As I say, Giants even their record at 1-1. And we got a lot more coming up, so stay with us. Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex.
Well, a big day for you, J-Rod. We get the word from Coach Coughlin that you're going to be starting this morning opposite Corey Webster. What were the butterflies like? What were the nerves like? Because you knew that the Bucks had some weapons and they were going to come after you.
They did a good job of preparing me this week. I wasn't really nervous because I was prepared. I had confidence in myself, and my teammates had that confidence in me. So I was ready to go.
I thought, let's see, you finished with five tackles, I believe. Vincent Jackson got you on one pass early. But I thought after that, you really buckled down and you played this thing like a veteran. Where does the confidence come from?
Just that preparation, you know, doing a good job of, you know, studying your opponent. You know, the coaches give me the information all week and you just going to doing your homework at home and, you know, watching a lot of film, man. And you know, I just keep that confidence in myself, man. You know, believe in yourself, man. And the man up above, you know, he gave me the strength to do it, you know, so I go out there and, you know, get the job done.
Okay, now, you guys were down by a couple of scores at the half. They get that interception right before you go to the locker room, a huge momentum builder for them. I wonder what was said at halftime. Was it coaches' words? Was it perhaps the words of some of your leaders who might have stepped up? What is it that changed in the second half for this team?
I mean, we just believed in ourselves. You know, we've been down before in this situation. So, you know, you had to keep your head, keep your composure, man. Just stay together as a team. Keep fighting. That's the word that we use. Keep fighting, man. We kept fighting, man, and came out with a win.
Down before in this situation. You're a rookie. This is only your second regular season game, but you're talking like a veteran.
You know, they do a great job preparing me, like I said, man. And, you know, I got to step up. You know, it was my time to step up, so I had to step up and, you know, do what I had to do.
Jaron Hosley, thanks so much.
No problem. Appreciate it.
All right, back to you guys.
All right, Paul Dottino with Jaron Hosley. I'm Russ Salzberg.
Called him out a little bit.
Roman Omen, Howard Cross, and Amani Toomer. Well, let's talk about moving forward. You know, one of the things we were talking about off camera, big plays being made on the defensive backs. And I asked, is it a question of not getting enough help? Amani's answer was, that's why they paid the big bucks to cover the guys. Is it that simple?
It kind of is that simple. What happens, again, if you are one-on-one, it's meant for you. You got to have a big play from a cornerback. When you got help over the top with the safety, you make better plays. You look better playing. The problem is they got to get pressure on the quarterback with the four down players. They can't keep bringing the extra guy out of the secondary. When it's clouded back there, quarterback takes more time throwing the ball.
Let me ask you a question then. Is part of that problem the fact that they weren't getting the Giants' defense wasn't placed in a lot of third and long situations, which would negate the rush?
Well, when you're in like those manageable third and six and less, you throw quick hitches, you can throw shorter plays. Sometimes you can even run draws, let that pass rusher get behind you. So you've got to stuff them on first down, make them get in the third down and longs, and make offense become predictable. Because when offense can do whatever they want, then defense plays more of a chess match.
Yeah, I was not that concerned about the coverage today. I thought that the defensive backs were close in the vicinity. They need to learn how to play the ball better. I think that's just something that they need to work on. They can coach from this tape.
It comes with
and
time.
They're going to be better off from seeing all these balls down the field against them.
Well, that last touchdown was actually good coverage. It was just a case of the guy made a great play, but maybe he should have concentrated on knocking it down.
You remember this. When you put something on film like that, other teams watch that and they'll say, like, okay, these guys aren't competing enough for the ball, and that's what they're going to think. They're going to think if we go up to get it, we'll get it.
All right, time now, folks, for our Sports Authority question of the game. Now, this player leads the Giants franchise with, get this, 10 Pro Bowl selections. That's a pretty impressive trio right there. Is it Frank Gifford? Is it Michael Strahan? Is it Lawrence Taylor? Stay with us. We'll have the answer coming up. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on MyNine. All right. Well, our Sports Authority question was, this player leads the Giants franchise with 10 Pro Bowl selections. Was he Frank Gifford, Michael Strahan, or Lawrence Taylor? The answer is LT Lawrence Taylor. And I'm sure most of you knew that. Sports Authority, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Also pretty sporting good was one Victor Cruz today, catching, it was 174 yards for 11 catches. Let's go right down to the podium and hear from Victor Cruz.
It felt good. You know, it felt good to be back out there making some plays and you know, converting on some third downs and moving the chains for my team. Well, first it was, you know, make sure I'm doing this right so my grandmother's proud. Secondly, was just, you know, I was just, it was an honor to be there, a representation of her. Felt like she was there with me. And, you know, right after I was done, I kind of looked up and just held my hands up to her, just letting her know that one was, you know, that one was for her. So it was a great feeling. And I was glad we, you know, more so got the win, but I was glad I was able to do, you know, the salsa for her.
Was it difficult to play
You know, not really. I mean, once you step on the field, you know, it's time to take care of business. But, you know, it's always that, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about it and you understand that, you know, it's something that's going to be on your mind throughout the game. But you try to block it out. You try to just, you know, take care of your business, understand what your team needs you to do to perform, and you just kind of play through it. For me, it's fun. You know, it's pressured, obviously, because, you know, we're down and we got to win and we got to score. But, you know, for me, I know we're going to throw it a bunch and we're going to, you know, we're going to have to convert some big plays. And I was just happy to make some of those plays for my team and really stretch the field and just get open for Eli to have somebody to throw it to. I'm proud of him, man. You know, that's a guy that's battled through injury, you know, not just one, but, you know, a multitude of things throughout his career. And for him to come out like that and play through a foot that was bothering him and you know, fresh off of surgery, it's just, you know, I'm just inspired by his play and inspires me to go out there and play even better and play even more inspired football, because that guy right there, he's definitely he's battling through some things and he's still out there fighting for us.
Our Victor Cruz, 11 catches, 179 yards, 80 of those on an enormously big play. How about the momentum change after he caught that ball?
Yeah, during that, before that catch that Cruz had, I started saying, somebody, it looks like everyone's waiting around for someone to make a play, and then here comes Victor Cruz with an 80-yarder, and that was a huge momentum shift. I don't know what you saw from the sidelines, but I think that was really a big change in the game. For me,
I was laughing because we were talking about it on the sideline, how last year they kept having these big plays in the opportune time and how that kind of saved the season. They said, well, this will be another year where they can get the big play, the 70, the 80-yard pass. I was like, I don't know. It didn't happen week one. Let's see if it happens week two.
Yeah, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got a little greedy. They brought a blitz. And Eli Manning saw it, threw it to Victor Cruz right down the field. Definitely changed the momentum of the game, but, you know, it's something that defenses have to, they got to know that they cannot blitz Eli Manning, no matter what side of the, what part of the field they're at, because he can make a big play.
Big comeback victory here at the stadium, 41-34. Giants, they even their record at 1-1. Well, lots more coming up from the players. You'll hear the reaction right now. Let's take a break. You're watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, right here on MyNight.
All that matters is we got to win, and, you know, we try to look at the positives and build on that. You know, I think it was just guys, you know, reiterating the fact that we've been in before. We've been in dogfights like this, and, you know, put that first half out of our way and just go out there and just continue to do the good things, not turn the football over, get some turnovers. I don't think we had a turnover in the second half for our offense, and I think we came right out of the bat with the Corey Webster interception, and, you know, I think that was a good turning point for us. You know, that's all the thing they were saying in halftime, and with no, you know, Hall of Fame speeches or anything like that at halftime. We just came in, got the corrections, and stayed positive. No question. It definitely did. There was a lot of plays out there that gave us jolts, but I think the way he came down and made that hit, it got the crowd excited. It got the, you know, electricity in the stadium back. And, you know, I think we fed off that. And, you know, obviously more plays occurred after that, but I think that was the initial one. You know, I think our reputation is kind of hurting us because they're camping out. They're double-teaming, they're chipping. And, you know, that's a respect factor. You look at it and say, yeah, that's because we got a good pass rush. So our numbers aren't there right now, but it's affecting offenses in different ways. And we just got to continue to, you know, not press, just, you know, stay within the defense. And, you know, our numbers will get there. You know, we'll start getting sacks, we'll start getting pressures. But, you know, I think one thing we did up front that I was encouraged by was play physical. We stopped that run, and we put a lot of the pressure on Freeman to beat us. And, you know, he made some plays out there, but it wasn't enough. So we'll take it.
All right, welcome back, folks, and please listen up. Important information for you. Fans, for every like on the Children's Specialized Hospital Facebook page today, the PSE&G Foundation will donate $1. So go to facebook.com, please, and search for Children's Specialized Hospital. Welcome back once again to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. I'm Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Imani Tuma. Our apologies for the little technical difficulties we had, but we're going to go right back downstairs to the podium, hear what Hakeem Nicks had to say.
You know, it's good. You know, it's pretty much what I expected after a long game, big game like this. Well, you know, just got to keep building off of it. It was just a different game plan approach, a lot of single coverage, a lot of man-to-man coverage, so was able to just defeat that. We'll see. You know, I figure, you know, a couple games after breaking it in, I get used to it. Just got to, you know, get back to working. And then after talking to some guys that had the same injury, you know, they just say after a few games, you know, they got back to trusting it. That's the thing. You just got to get back to trusting it and, you know, getting full confidence in it, and then you'll be good to go. You know, I just knew I had to shake it off. You know, it was clutch time in the game situation. You know, I wasn't going to sit out. You know, I knew, you know, I had to come through for my team and just contribute the best way possible. I think, you know, my fourth season now, I kind of know Eli. He kind of knows me. We're just on the same page. Getting single coverage don't come that often for me, so you know they matched us up, you know, single coverage a lot. So me and Eli just took advantage of it.
All right, that was Hakeem Nicks with his 199 yards. Let's talk about what this win does moving forward into Thursday night against a Carolina team and a dangerous quarterback on the road in Cam Newton.
Well, we said after the Dallas game that the Giants were going to face, you know, three mobile quarterbacks in a row after that game. So they got out of this game alive, found a way to win. But going forward, turnaround, quick game, and you're still chasing your division. Redskins are 2-0. But it's not about, you know, repeating the Super Bowl or anything like that, but it's just about putting together a string of victories, growing, having some confidence in your defense, offensive production. And it's a marathon, not a race, but they won the test today, and they got another one in 4 days.
I think it's going to be more about in this coming up game, if they're healthy enough to play, finding a way to stop Cam Newton, trying to keep him, make him throw the ball down the field. They don't have as many explosive receivers and playmakers on the edge. So if they can find a way to contain Cam, it'll help them out.
I'll tell you what, that NASCAR package needs to get some gas. They need to get out of a pit stop. They need to get some sacks. They need some production out of them. They're paid a lot of money. They need to get some production. And they're no better person to get production against than Cam Newton, because if he gets outside the pocket, it's a problem for this secondary, which beat up secondary.
And to follow up on what you're saying, I do believe that they do need to have a little more urgency. It sounds like everything's going to be okay. It's all right. I don't mean you got to panic, but you need to say and feel like, hey, we got a lot to work on.
They got to keep
no one saying that.
They got to keep improving.
Let's talk about what the opposition in the East, NFC East, has done today. Philly, 24-3 winners over the Ravens, and you have Seattle beating Dallas 13-7. I was just updating that. And Washington, the Skins in St. Louis, they are leading by a score of 21-13. So, I mean, listen, everybody was 1-0 going into today. It might have only been a second game in a season, but you don't want to go down 0-2 real fast. I mean, and they got Philly coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to you know what Justin Tuck said. We were talking about this pass rush, too. I think he's got to really talk to Jason Pierre-Paul and say, you're going to get chipped every week now. You're the guy. So when somebody gets double-teamed, someone else has to win. So that pass rush really has to show up next week. Any of those one-on-one matchups in between, somebody's got to win, put the pressure on Cam Newton, and take the pressure off of that defensive secondary.
Yeah, because the secondary is the weakness of the team, right? We can accept that right now. They need to keep everybody back. We need to get those front four guys able to create all the pass rush so that they can bring that extra guy back into the secondary to make the secondary just that much stronger.
Howard, so let me ask you, if the secondary is the weakness, here's the important thing. Can the weakness get healthy, and can it be fixed?
You know what? They're doing a good job. I think, again, if the front four can get enough pressure on the quarterback, I believe that'll help them out a lot. I think also you got to understand guys like Coe, guys like Hosley, they're going to play better week in, week after they see guys over and over again. Webster's your consummate veteran, but you need those other guys to get better every week, and they're getting better every week.
Yeah, and I said this last week. We're talking about physical mistakes here, right? We're talking about young cornerbacks getting a lot of experience that are going to benefit from this throughout the rest of the season, throughout the end of the season. So you're not talking about blown coverages or missed assignments. So
no,
I think there's still some high optimism with the secondary. They have some catching up to do, but I think they can get it done.
One thing we haven't touched on. Now, Randall's
return was called back, mm-hmm. But we saw some hope there. The coach has been wanting, let's get some field position on special teams. We saw improvement today. Wilson was giving him some field position. I mean, so there were pluses coming out. And talk about Wilson coming back from one where he had to take a seat on a bench.
I think Wilson did a great job of actually letting everybody know, hey, look, I do want to play. I will hold on to the ball. And the first chance he really had to show that was in kickoff return. He really hit it up in there hard. He covered the ball with both hands, and it made a big difference in his own confidence.
Yeah, fans every week talk about Dave Wilson. I mean, look, we've seen Maurice Jones-Drew, Darren Sproul, whoever, all these guys that were all-star type of backs. They weren't exactly polished their first 2 weeks of their rookie season. So I think Giants fans need to just have some patience in his development.
You're exactly right about the development, but one guy who was developed who went to the stadium today and didn't even know he would be starting, didn't even know he'd be on the field, and that's Andre Brown. The guy performed like a true pro. I can't give enough kudos just for the fact that he was not even supposed to be in the game plan today. When his number was called, he performed, and that really gave a lift to the Giants today.
That's what the coach likes, and that's what the players like, and especially that's what you, the fans, like. All right, well, we got a quick game coming up this week. Next game, Giants are going to visit the Carolina Panthers. It's coming up Thursday night, September 20th at 8 p.m. Thanks for watching us here on Giants Post Game Live. For me, Russ Salzberg, and Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Monty Tuma, thank you very much. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex. That's here on My9. We got a short week coming up, folks, and then it's right back at it Thursday night. Hopefully the Giants will be able to improve their season to 2-1. That's it for now. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time, which will be Thursday night right here on My9.